Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
We are a drug-addicted culture now because we know we can escape a lot of pain. But, you know, doctors are very wise in saying if you don't have pain sensors, you are in a dire crisis, and there are people born without the ability to feel pain, or they develop a disease like leprosy, and they hit their fingers or they step on a nail, and they don't recognize it. And as a result, infections grow in their feet where they've stepped on things and gotten cuts. Or there's a story about a small child who actually gnawed her fingers off because it didn't hurt. And it made the parents scream and react. So pain sensors are critical, and they're needed for our physical health. But they're also, these times that are so painful in our life are also needed for our spiritual development. It is as we walk through such times that we reset our priorities, and we look at our life and we say, gee, I won't ever do that again. That was the wrong choice. So we learn the right choices to make. And we develop a confidence, and we learn to trust God because we see it's impossible without faith, walling him out. It's too dark and it's too deep. And so those are the time that we, through pain, have such a development of our spiritual life.
It's so tricky when you're in the middle of the pain to find something for which to be grateful, but the Bible does talk about that. But there are times when to go from thanking God in the pain to thanking him for the pain almost seems premature. Would you say that you start with thanking him in the pain, saying, I don't see it, I don't understand it? I mean, if they're just not there yet, but Lord, I thank you that you are good and your promises are true, that you can actually get into place where you would say, never want to go through it again, but I wouldn't trade it either. Is that process take a little bit longer than we normally would think?
Oh, it takes a long time, and no one should go through hard times with being pious and clinging to religious cliches.
Right.
They need to get down and really talk about what it's like, because if you see someone who has lost a child and they're talking about how wonderful it is they're up in heaven and it's been 2 weeks, you know they're not facing reality of the hurt that they're feeling. And what that does to people who are observing and hearing these religious cliches put out there, it makes them feel weak and unable as they go through time.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.